Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
Are you kind? Are you kind? In your mind, and in your heart where the loving starts, are you kind? Are you kind to your world? With your actions, with your words, there are so many ways to show up and be kind.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, peace, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Manda Rose. Manda Rose is the co-founder and executive director of VegFest, and she's here for an in-studio interview telling us all the details of New England VegFest happening June 1st. At Worcester State University. Welcome, Manda, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, for coming into the station to tell us all about this great community event.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and talking about the 2025 New England Veg Fest.
Yes, so let's hear about all the details at Worcester State University, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA.
Great. So the 2025 New England Veg Fest returns to Worcester State University Sunday, June 1st from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're one of the country's largest and longest running vegan festivals. So this is going to be our 15th year. We feature 100 plus vegan friendly vendors and indoor and outdoor spaces, as well as a variety of entertaining activities. So we have plant-based cooking demos, presentations. The event was founded in 2010. By our nonprofit VegFest, and we attract thousands of attendees seeking vegan food, learning about plant-based living, advocating for animals. So we're asking attendees to reserve free tickets, and they can learn more at anyvegfest.org about that. We're going to feature over 100 vendors. So we have vegan food and product vendors throughout New England and beyond. Some vegan food vendors include our 2025 New England VegFest sponsor, Celebrated, which is a vegan bakery of Rhode Island, known for its decadent vegan specialty desserts. We'll also have Oh My Cod Vegan Seafood of Florida, Restaurant of Connecticut with some wholesome vegan Caribbean cuisine, and Little Loaf Bake Shop, a popular vegan bakery from Poughkeepsie, New York, as well as many, many more. We also have some local Worcester, Mass vendors, including Polar Distributing Complimentary Seltzers, Loving Hut, Belmont Vegetarian. So we're going to have a lot of good food there. So people should really, you know, come out and enjoy the day, have a meal, try out some of the amazing vegan food from all across New England and right here in Worcester.
Manda.
Yeah.
Thank you. With Belmont Vegetarian, which is totally awesome, primarily Jamaican
yes.
cuisine. Could you just say a little bit more about some of that, some of their dishes, so that there's no confusion that it's actually a vegan restaurant?
Yeah, they're called Belmont Vegetarian, but they're all vegan. They're one of our VegFest member businesses. So we, you know, have had Belmont Veg from the beginning. From the beginning of VegFest, they've been one of our key vendors. They have delicious 100% vegan Jamaican food. I would say it's a very rich comfort food. It's not to be missed. They have a small, more of a takeout only with just a few seats on Belmont Street in Worcester, but they're just not to be missed. Definitely come and check them out. I believe they'll be in our outdoor space. The folks that run the place and work there are amazing. We love them, and they're just such a great addition to our fest every year. So do not miss Belmont Vegetarian, 100% vegan food.
Yeah, shout out to Steve.
Oh, yes.
Belmont Veg, yeah.
there's going to be a lot of nonprofit exhibitors, of course, as well, including organizations focused on farm animal rescue, wildlife rehab, elephant protection, and health and wellness. New England VegFest sponsor, 2025 sponsor, Unity Farm Sanctuary will be there. And they'll connect with attendees about their sanctuary, which is located in Sherbourne, Massachusetts, which provides dedicated lifetime care for rescued farm animals. We'll have product vendors that'll cover a variety of mediums from sustainable art, vegan pottery. We'll have clothing, so all kinds of vegan t-shirts. You want to show your love for being vegan. We have all kinds of shirts there, not even just for adults, but we have kids. VegFest has some new shirts this year with our VegFest logo on them. We're doing some kid sizes all the way up to 2XL, so come grab a t-shirt that supports VegFest or grab a shirt from one of our many vendors. We'll also have some natural skincare that's cruelty-free, not tested on animals. So there's just going to be so many great product vendors there. Festival attendees can learn about vegan cooking with demos, plant-based cooking everyone will love by Chef Jay's Cooking School of Rhode Island, as well as Banh Mi Basics, a demo by Chef Ty, who's the chef and shelter care manager of Unity Farm Sanctuary. So I'll talk a little bit more about our cooking demos in a bit, but attendees can also enjoy a complimentary presentation on the whole food plant-based way of eating by Dr. Sandra Musial, president of Plant Docs, and that's called Jumpstart Your Health, How Big and Small Choices Can Make a Difference. Additionally, we'll have a speaker panel entitled Animal Advocacy Across New England, which will feature amazing women from across several New England states who are inspiring change through animal advocacy. Guests can learn about the challenges that animal advocates are facing locally and how their organizations in the state of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Vermont have tackled those challenges directly by creating activism opportunities, community connections for vegans, and paths to freedom for abused animals. Other activities include a children's area with crafts and book readings, a vegan tattoo booth, a raffle table, and the 46 Million Turkeys collaborative art project. And as in previous years, the festival puts an emphasis on sustainability. So we want to minimize waste going into landfills. We have compostable materials for serving food, and attendees are encouraged to join in with that mission by bringing in their own reusable water bottles, reusable bags and utensils, and we'll also have Black Earth Compost, which is one of our New England VegFest 2025 sponsors, managing compost at the event to just ensure that, you know, we have that sustainability built into our fest. So there's so many things, you know, here that we could talk about. There's so many amazing participants from the exhibitors, the speakers, the activities. So what would you like to hear more about?
Let's start with the cooking demos.
Yeah, so we have some amazing cooking demos this year. One of them is by Chef Jay, Jason of Chef Jay's Cooking School in Rhode Island, and it's called Plant-Based Cooking Everyone Will Love. So it's a great intro if you're not familiar with vegan cooking, or maybe you are vegan and you just haven't gotten to the kitchen and got stuff going and you just need that kind of motivation and support that you can do it. Chef Jay is a passionate vegan chef, 30 years of experience in hospitality industry, and he teaches private in-home cooking lessons, so for all skill levels, but he specializes in teaching students that want to transition to a plant-based diet, but they don't really know where to start. So his philosophy is vegan cooking for real life. So he's a busy professional. He knows, you know, budgets are tight and all that kind of stuff. So there's no excuse, but there's no reason not to have a delicious and nutritious vegan meal for your family. So he's going to share, you know, tips, techniques, inspiring ideas to create dishes that will satisfy, you know, your vegan self and your vegan friends, but also your family and friends who may not quite be there yet. So that is not to be missed. And the schedule for that will be up on our website. So folks can check the times on that. We'll also have Tyler Weir, who is the chef and shelter care manager at Unity Farm Sanctuary, and he's also involved with Plant Life Consultants. He'll be doing a cooking demo called Banh Mi Basics, so you can learn all about how to make that. Chef Ty is a culinary arts hotel and restaurant management graduate, and he, over the course of 20 years, has developed all kinds of skills from chefs from all around, and he is just amazing with the work he does at Unity Farm, which again is one of our sponsors, and he's doing a lot of cooking demos there, providing humane education cooking classes. So that's great for the New England plant-based community. And I think, you know, people are really going to like that. And like I said, he's involved with Unity Farm Sanctuary. And I'd love to chat about them a little bit because not only are they one of our sponsors this year, but they're just an amazing sanctuary that's been such a support to VegFest. And, you know, we support them and their dedication to the lifetime care of rescued farm animals is just, it's amazing what they're doing over there.
Where are they located?
They're in Sherbourne, Mass. Hopefully I pronounced that correct. But yeah, they're right here in Massachusetts. They're going to distribute informational brochures, sell merchandise supporting vegan living. They're going to hold a free drawing for a sanctuary tour, and they're going to sign up folks for some vegan cooking classes. So it kind of ties into our cooking demos. And they also have, which is really cool, some live webcams that feature the animals and what's happening on the sanctuary. So they'll have those webcams right at VegFest. They're going to be in Exhibit Hall A, so right when you enter, definitely stop by. You know, they'll just be encouraging plant-based living, you know, fostering understanding through humane education, and just how compassion for non-human animals, you know, human beings and the planet are all connected. And you can kind of see that up close and personal with the animals that they're caring for right there on the sanctuary. So definitely stop by, check out their webcams, learn a little more, you know, go to a cooking demo from Ty. And it just kind of all ties the message of compassion together at New England Veg Fest.
Wonderful. So let's hear about some more of the vendors at New England Veg Fest.
Great. So we're going to have, you know, over 100 vendors. We have so many amazing participants this year. Vegan Proteins Online Coaching, which has been around, you know, at our fest for many years. We love them. If you're interested in bodybuilding or just getting healthier, anywhere along that path, Vegan Proteins Online Coaching and Supplements, they are the folks to visit. Definitely check out Hide Nor Hair for some vegan candles. We have the Vegan Potter doing vegan pottery, and they have some amazing pottery there that you can plate your delicious vegan dishes in and take photos for your social media, which is great. They're wonderful for, you know, having a vegan holiday meal. You can have, you know, vegan messages on all your pottery. So they make some beautiful stuff. So stop by and visit them. We'll also have Robber Barons Inc. and Vegan Power Co. Providing some amazing vegan merchandise, t-shirts, stickers, tote bags. We love them. They're great. They always come in and hang out for the day, and our attendees just love what they're doing. We'll also have Action for Animals outside in our green space. We'll be featuring Waves Dairy Free Soft Serve. Well, they'll be outside in our green space as well, so you can grab a soft serve, totally dairy free. We'll have some juices there, fresh juices. You could get Fully Rooted, as well as Christie's Craft Tales and the Etel Juicery Company. So we'll have a variety of fresh juices for you. We'll also have Basil and Bunny cooking up some hot comfort food out there on the Binyenda Green at Worcester State. Girl on Fire Vegan. If you want to pick up some vegan groceries, definitely stop by No Pig Neva's booth. They have a variety of snacks and kind of shelf-stable grocery items, so check them out. Let's see. Do you want to get a tattoo, but you want to make sure it's vegan? Stop by New Dream Tattoo. They'll be up on the track doing some vegan flash tattoos and custom tattoos. So you can send them a message to, you know, save your space there. I think they'll be kind of pre-booking some spaces, and then depending on availability, they'll take, you know, some walk-ins. So they'll be on the track in Exhibit Hall A, and they're called New Dream Tattoo, vegan tattoo artists. And it's just, it's so cool. So whatever you're into, there's going to be something at VegFest for you.
Yeah.
So walk around. We have two exhibit halls, Exhibit Hall A and Exhibit Hall B on the second floor. We have the track of Exhibit Hall A, and we have a whole outdoor green space. So if you're more comfortable staying outside, if you want to bring your companion animal, you can bring them outside. They can hang out, not indoors, you know, due to the regulations, but you want to come hang out outside, grab an ice cream, hang out, definitely come and stop by and just check out all these exhibitors. They're all amazing. They're putting in the work, you know, come check them out, support them. It's free to attend, so can't go wrong.
This is great. This is great. Thank you, Manda. And we'll be taking a short break. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. After this break, we'll continue our conversation with Manda. Generate Love by Charity and the Jam Band. from the Vegan Album.
Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Do you wish that everyone everywhere could be happy, safe, healthy, and free? That's called loving kindness, when you wish these good things from your heart for yourself and for everybody. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Do you feel sad when you see someone who's suffering and having a hard day? That's called compassion, when you know how they feel and you care and you want to ease their way. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Do you believe there is enough to go around that we can share with each other and still be fine? That's called generosity, when you offer up your love, all your things, all your time.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're joined here in the studio, WCUW, Worcester, Massachusetts, with Manda Rose, the co-founder and executive director of VegFest, and she's telling us about the upcoming June 1st New England VegFest at Worcester State University. And now I'd love to hear about this panel.
So one of our presentations this year, which will be in the Gauche Auditorium of Worcester State during New England Veg Fest, is the Animal Advocacy Across New England speaker panel. I'm really excited about this. You know, it's something we haven't done a panel in quite a few years. We're going to be featuring some amazing women from across several New England states who are inspiring change through animal advocacy. So as I said earlier, you're going to learn about the challenges that animal advocates are facing locally and how their organizations in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Vermont have tackled those challenges by creating some activism opportunities, community connections for vegans, and paths to freedom for abused animals. So we'll be featuring several amazing women, like I said, that are advocates. We have from Massachusetts, Cheryl Becker of Western Mass Animal Rights Advocates. We will have from New Hampshire, Joan O'Brien, president of New Hampshire Animal Rights League. From Rhode Island, we'll have Laura Barlow of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness. From Connecticut, we'll have Tabitha Logan of the Connecticut Vegan Center and the founder of Compassion Fest in Connecticut. We'll also be featuring from Vermont, Patrice Jones of Vine Sanctuary. And, you know, we're so excited to hear them talk about what's going on in their individual states. We have some questions that we've posed to them asking, you know, what are some of the most pressing issues in their state or nationally that their organizations individually are bringing attention to. And they'll address, you know, what are some of the biggest challenges that animal activists can take action on. And what I think is amazing, too, about this is that they're all women and they're all in, you know, these leadership roles. And, you know, myself as being a co-founder and executive director at VegFest, sometimes it can be tough for women, you know, that are animal activists in general. It can be tough as an activist, right? I mean, in some ways, I think it's easy, right? You just, you know, you already know what you believe, which is compassion, but just putting that into action. So seeing these women kind of doing that in all the different states, there's so many opportunities out there. So if you're in Massachusetts, Connecticut, if you're in New Hampshire, you know, we have resources for everyone to get involved. So whether that's direct action, protesting, whether that's, you know, being involved with the laws, some of these initiatives that are coming into place in different states, what laws and bills are going, you know, going on, or whether it's putting together a vegan festival or a vegan potluck. There's some opportunities there, and they're going to provide what's kind of going on in each state, how you can get involved, and some resources for you. So if you are interested in learning more, definitely come check out the Animal Advocacy Across New England speaker panel. I believe that's happening at, I think it may be 2:30, so I'll have to check our website at anyvegfest.org. The schedule will be up there. Definitely come in and check it out. Bring your questions, grab some flyers, and there some of them will have booths at the fest as well. So you can stop by Vine Sanctuary's booth, you can stop by Western Mass Animal Rights booth, and they're always looking for volunteers, they're always looking for support, and we want to support them. You know, they support us, and it's a big community. You know, how can we support each other in our mission to promote the plant-based lifestyle for animals?
Beautiful. And a lot of experience there too. Wow.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Those women have been active for years and decades even.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many more, you know, when we were putting this together, there were just so many folks that came to mind. So, I mean, these are just a handful of some of the amazing women and just activists in general that are doing amazing work in all different ways, you know, across New England and of course beyond. You know, there's so many amazing fests out there. So wherever you live, you can get dialed in and get connected. But yeah, there's so many names that came to mind, and it was tough to kind of narrow it down to a few folks who are available and wanted to chat. But of course, don't hesitate to, you know, get involved. If there's not a potluck in your city, you can start one. You know, you don't have to wait for someone else to do it. You can start one. You can start a group. You can go out there and you know, make it happen. So they are representations of this, and we're so excited to have this panel happening at VegFest June 1st.
Yes, thank you, Amanda. Can you please give us another recap of VegFest, New England VegFest, which was originally Worcester VegFest, some of that history, herstory?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, VegFest is, we're a 501c3 nonprofit that works to create a culture of support for plant-based living throughout New England to benefit animals, people, and the planet. We run the annual New England Veg Fest and a variety of other programs, primarily showcasing vegan food, educating the community about animal advocacy, and promoting veg-friendly companies and causes. The New England Veg Fest started in 2010, so this is, you know, technically our 15th festival. We had one virtual fest, you know, during some of the, you know, COVID shutdowns and all that. So, but we consider this our 15th year, which is pretty exciting. You know, one of the things that kind of came to mind is that after these many years, it just shows that, you know, the community is growing, it's here to stay. The need is there. People are excited about it. And, you know, we're still here. We know where to get our protein, and you can find out more about that at VegFest. So yeah, June 1st is the date, Sunday, June 1st from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. All the info is up at New England Veg Fest. It's anyvegfest.org and on social media, facebook.com/anyvegfest and instagram.com/anyvegfest. So we're on there. We'll be doing some updates throughout the day. We have an amazing volunteer team.
Wonderful. Thank you, Amanda.
We're also looking for volunteers, both for the event and throughout the year. So we have a sign up on our website. We have a variety of events happening throughout the year, such as a summer potluck, a vegan Thanksgiving event. We also have a vegan Halloween event to celebrate the fall season. We also have some fundraisers throughout the year. So we do a lot throughout the year. We're looking for volunteers, not just for this one day, but this extends throughout the entire year, some of the amazing stuff we have going on. We also have a monthly membership program, so you can learn more about that as well on our website. So, you know, ultimately, supporting VegFest creates a better world for all of us, including farmed animals, the planet, and people everywhere. So we could not be more grateful for those who attend, who participate, our sponsors, our volunteers. Definitely reach out and get involved. We're always looking for help. And we're just so excited to welcome the community June 1st again to learn about, you know, vegan causes, animal advocacy, education, and fun. We'll have a kids area, so, you know, come and hang out. Enjoy the day with us.
Thank you, Mandarin. Thanks again for coming into the station to deliver this great news of this beautiful, lovely community event.
Thanks, Marlene. It's always a pleasure to be here and chat with folks in Worcester and beyond.
Thank you, Amanda, and much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and also wcuw.org/community/Vegan Nation.
Trees smiling in the breeze, saying, pick me, please. So sweet, you got the sugar cane, so neat. Growing in the lane, in the sun and in the rain, saying, we can help you attain your dream of hot chocolate. Look a look a look a look all it. We like a lot of it. Blow a little, sip a little, drink a little.
Thanks to Charity and the Jam Band for their songs Hot Chocolate, Are You Kind, and Generate Love. And much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.